back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk.
Why she's sitting in blue jeans? She don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out.
Hey, welcome back to The Hardline, 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. That there is our boy Sam Hunt. I'm not a big Sam Hunt guy. He just got a really bad haircut, Cam.
Yeah, I hate that when guys do that. It ruins it for me.
It just wasn't good. It's like, you know, Rock has never had a bad haircut, but that's a rarity. Rock just has the hair that can do anything. Hey, joining us now, I am excited about this because, Cam, you are for the first time going to start getting into sports gambling, and we have a guy here to help us. Raphael from MyBookie is joining us now. Raphael, how are you, my man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well. So MyBookie.ag is the site that we're all going to be using. We started using you guys last year. It's been high-level stuff. Now, I will tell you, we have a little bit of a newbie, former Blues fighter Cam Jansen here. Now, Cam has never done anything. He's very much like Golden Boy. He doesn't break the rules. He would never, ever go against the law. And so now that sports gambling is legal, he's trying to get into it. So Cam, what is your most basic question for Raphael?
Well, what's my next step? I do want to get into gambling. I'm starting to pay attention to everything. How do I get into this? What's the easiest way? And what's my next step?
Wow. I can't believe I'm talking to a sports betting virgin on the phone today.
I'm not the only virgin here.
It's easy now, especially the way the Supreme Court wiping that rule out. I mean, it's pretty much now going to be the norm. You're going to hear announcers doing a new play-by-play in all sports. I mean, right now over at MyBookie, we have a 100% sign-up bonus. So if you signed up today and you put in, let's say, just $100 just because you want to mess around, we'll put an additional $100 in your account. So now you have a $200 in your account for all-day football for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Ignore the wife on Sunday and Monday and continue watching football. It's a perfect way to start fooling around on the site. I mean, it's a 100% sign-up bonus. Who doesn't like a free money giving you away? Like I said, put in just $100. We're going to match that and put an additional $100 in there.
That's good stuff.
I like that.
And Cam, in your case, you wouldn't be ignoring the wife.
No, she ignores me.
You'd be ignoring the fiance of 8 years.
That's true.
Well, she ignores me. Little different. All right, Raphael, we got some fun games this week, and I will give you my theory on the first game I want to ask you about before I kick it over to you. You can tell me I'm dead wrong and I'm an idiot, or you can fully agree with me, which I would recommend because it would be the smart move. Central Florida now as a head coach. So we fall here in St. Louis. We follow Mizzou closely. Central Florida's head coach was Mizzou's offensive coordinator each of the last 2 years. He has no problem scoring a lot of points and doesn't have a whole lot of mercy for embarrassing the other team's coach. They're playing Connecticut. While he was at Mizzou last year, he got to play Connecticut. They scored 50 on him. They get back a McKenzie Milton, a really good quarterback from what was an undefeated team last year. The line at mybookie.ag is Central Florida by 24.5. The over-under is 69. There's a chance Central Florida scores 69, in my opinion. I'm shipping the over, and I'm taking Central Florida and laying the points there. Tell me how stupid I am.
You're not, because a national champion, Central Florida, I think is going to roll against Connecticut just because Connecticut struggles at home. They only covered 7 out of their last 27 home games, and I think Central Florida is going to put the pedal to the metal. I think they're going to score at will. I agree with you on the total. I'm a little bit shocked that it's actually coming down. We had it at 70, 70.5 yesterday. It's now dropping down to 69.5. Would not be shocked if the public continues to bet the under. I have no idea why, because I agree. I think Central Florida easily puts up a high 60 mark on Connecticut. I think this game goes over, and you're not dumb. Central Florida rolls tonight against Connecticut.
I like to hear that. I like to hear that a lot. And so our guy here, Matt Rocchio, he has largely gotten out of sports gambling, and I told him, this is the horse you want to get back on to get back in. You'll be 2-0 after the first real college football game of the year. Rock, tell him you're going to do it.
Yeah, I think I got to lay it down, especially now that it's moved down like that. I when I was doing sports gambling, I usually would wait and sit on games that would move just like that in the last day or so before it was being played. I like that play a lot. I also am thinking about getting in because, personally, I love, ever since Mizzou moved down to 6.5 on the over-under, I've loved that play, but I can't admit I'm actually being a little positive about Mizzou, which is rare for me. I'm usually pretty negative about the local teams.
He's a pessimist.
What are your thoughts on the 6.5 over-under for Mizzou this season?
I was leaning towards the over a bit. I agree with you. I thought the number was a tad high, 6.5. There's a lot of bad numbers in that division, in that conference, just because of Alabama and the big horse is Georgia. Now that I understand how people think Missouri, they think their offense is going to be a lot better, and I think their secondary is going to be a lot better than last year's secondary. So I can see this team improving. I think a lot of teams that maybe were mediocre last year, Ole Miss, Mississippi, South Carolina, I think they're going to have better years than what maybe the odds maker put up on total season wins. So I agree with you on Missouri. That 6.5 seems a little low. I would not be shocked if they hit that 7-win mark. But I agree with you on that. If they could score quickly and go toe-to-toe with some of their teams that I think can score points against them, I think they can get that 7 mark. But I agree with you. 6.5, we actually moved it to 7. I think about a week ago.
Oh, really?
Just because the action we were getting on over. We had 6.5, I think it was -170 on the over. So we finally just moved it to 70 to try to get some of that money back because we were in a nice negative spot on the over. So we were trying to get some money back on the under. But if you could still get 6.5, I think that's a very good bet on Missouri.
Did you guys start it at 7.5? Because I saw a bunch of different places had it at 7.5, and a ton of money came in on the under. Is that how it played out at my bookie?
We did not put up, but some people did put up at 7.5 and got hammered right away. We were not. We kind of waited a little bit. We put up some of the big schools first, and then the lower echelons of like the South Carolinas, Mississippi State. We put them late last, which we're kind of glad because I've talked to some other books, especially some books in Vegas that hung up that number, and they're still in that big minus. So I'm glad we kind of waited.
Yeah, smart deal there. So we will get to now the big games. I'm excited about tonight because I think that, I mean, I am convinced Josh Heupel is going to go for 70 tonight. So that'll be fun. But we are going into a weekend where I think it's going to be a lot of fun here. You have, and I'm looking for the lineup. There it is. Sunday at 6:30, Miami is teeing it up against LSU there. The line right now is Miami by 3.5, over under of 46.5. Look, I have followed LSU here. Matt Canada now lasted 1 year as the offensive coordinator at LSU. I don't see any way that LSU can keep up. I don't even think Miami is that good. We saw last year that over the last three games, they really were not the team that it appeared they were for the first 9 or 10. But LSU this year, just they don't deserve to be ranked. And I think that 3.5 points is generous for them. I am taking Miami all the way here.
Yeah, I like Miami as well. And I do a radio at ESPN New Orleans, and I'm hated over there because I say Tulane might have more wins than LSU this year. I'm not a big fan of LSU at all. I think they're going to struggle. And this game, we had the first head coach that could be fired, Ed Orgeron, was on top of my list until we took that down, just because I think if they lose, let's say they lose badly, I mean, it's in a neutral field. Miami could, let's say they lose by double digits, I think the Boo Birds come out because they have a rough schedule coming up. They still have to play Alabama at home. I agree with you. LSU could be in a very long season. They might be looking for a new head coach after year. Give me Miami. I'm not sold on Miami. People keep on forgetting that they only scored 3 points last year against Clemson. They struggled their last three games, losing all three of them. I lost to Wisconsin in the bowl game by double digits. I think it was like 34-24. But that game wasn't as close. That Wisconsin's defense pretty much controlled Miami pretty much the whole second half. But again, if you're trying to tell me if I'm buying stock on either Miami or LSU, I'm buying Miami stock 7 days a week because I'm not a big fan of LSU.
We know the big games coming up here, but what are some of the under-the-radar great matchups that you could kind of fill us in on?
Well, I like chaos when it comes to sports. I'm big Notre Dame fan this week because I believe that if Michigan doesn't make it to the Final Four or come close, I think Harbaugh leaves and coaches in the NFL. I'm hearing maybe the Colts. Maybe he takes over his brother's job at Baltimore if the Ravens stink it up this year. So I like chaos. Give me Notre Dame against Michigan so I can hear Jim Harbaugh Boo Birds all season long because they have a tough schedule. Even if he beats Ohio State and they don't make it to the Final Four, I think he leaves. So I like Notre Dame laying a small number -1. And then Alabama-Louisville, I think it may be close for maybe the first 10 minutes, maybe after you refresh your nachos and get a fresh beer. But I think Alabama blows them out in the second half. I just think the Louisville defense is going to be gassed out. I know it's a big number, 24, but whoever's behind center, I think I can go behind center at Alabama's offensive line and score a touchdown. I think they blow up Louisville.
You don't believe in Petrino there, huh? He's usually a guy. I would have a tendency to go with the over here of 62.5 on that game more than I would the 24, just because of the quarterback situation. And I mean, we're going to find out if it was all Lamar Jackson or not last year. But Bobby Petrino, if there's one thing he can do, it's coach offense.
That's true, but you want to know what that total opened up over the summer? 53.5. It's now 62.5.
So how about that?
If you were a smart guy, and I know my brother who lives in St. Louis and works at Home Depot is listening probably to this. He's not a smart gambler. He'll probably take the over at 62.5 when he could have got it 53.5 when I told him in July and early August to bet this game over. I agree with you. I think Alabama probably can throw up 50-plus points on him. So, yeah, look at Alabama and the over.
And going back real quick on that Michigan-Notre Dame game, that line has been weird. It opened up with Michigan favored by 1.5, and I've seen it go all the way to a pick 'em, and then now it has swung back to where Michigan is favored again by a point. Where's the money coming in on this? Is there a ton of money on Notre Dame, and is it the wise guys or is it the public?
It's mostly the public. The wise guys will probably wait to see what it's going to look at said. I know we got a big bet on Notre Dame maybe a couple weeks ago, a nice six-figure bet that we moved it back. I think at that time it was a pick-em, and now we have Notre Dame -1. The public will swing it just because it's two bettable teams. People love to bet Michigan. People love to bet Notre Dame. So we're going to get two-way action on public money as it is. The under is probably one of the biggest bets. It opened up at 48. It's now 46.5. I just don't see both offenses moving the ball well. I think this is an under game, so I think the under could be a good play. But I like Notre Dame. If you can still get Notre Dame at -1, I say hurry up and grab it because I think the public moves it to maybe 1.5 or 2.
I'm looking on your site right now. It says Notre Dame +1.
Is this the right one? Let me look. Oh, yeah, it is +1. So, yeah, we must have taken another big bet last 24 hours because last night when I was refreshing my notes for interviews, we had one. So we must have taken a big bet. I haven't looked at the sheet for a couple hours since I've been doing some media obligations. So, yeah, this game is probably the biggest two-way action game we have going right now. We're just getting great two-way, and you're going to see that number fluctuate both ways all the way through kickoff.
Talking about all these fluctuating numbers, I feel like a lot of people finding new ways to bet, that live betting's become a bigger and bigger thing, especially for people like me and Cam who are a little bit newer to it. It's a way to kind of get more immediate reaction, a little bit like immediate kind of excitement instead of having to wait the full 3 hours. Tell us a little bit about the live betting over at mybookie.ag.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the new thing, especially in football, especially in baseball. In baseball, you can bet, will this person hit a home run at this at-bat or a base hit and all that. In football, we'll put up different numbers out throughout the whole game. If there's a commercial on that game, we're refreshing it and putting a brand new number before that commercial ends. So live betting is very fun for the person that just doesn't want to sit there for all 3 years. If he has plans, he's only going to maybe watch the first half. He can bet the first quarter. He can bet it live betting through commercials or throughout the whole game or that first half. So live betting is probably the newest thing besides all the profits we actually put up on games as well.
Question for you, Raphael, about the site. I know you guys offer betting on just about anything. I mean, now you could see prop bets on the presidential election. You could see it virtually anything you want. But how much of the betting is done during college football season?
Oh, it's between college football. The biggest sport, of course, is the NFL, but college football is easily second. I mean, it's just nonstop.
What percentage of the money you think is on those two? For your full year NFL and college football games?
Oh, wow. Percentage of money, I would say for us, so much action we take on soccer as well, I would say probably 70% of the money is probably NFL anywhere throughout the day. For Saturdays, I would say 90% of the action that comes in on a college football Saturday is just college football, unless it's a big UFC or a boxing match where that number might get fluctuated. But on a normal college football Saturday, I would say easily 90% of all of it is going down on college football.
Wow. Okay, we can't go any further without mentioning arguably the biggest college football game this weekend. That is Auburn and Washington at Mercedes-Benz Field there in Atlanta. It is Auburn's third straight game thereafter. They have lost the previous two now after losing the SEC title game to Georgia and losing to Central Florida in the bowl game. Now they're opening up against Washington in a de facto home game. The question is, do you believe more in Jake Browning or this nasty Auburn front seven?
I believe more in Jake Browning. I think he might have a big second half. I think it's going to be a close game in the first half, and I just think in the second half, I think that Washington offensive line will give Browning some throwing pass, and I think the tight ends are going to have big games for Washington. So I'm leaning towards Washington's +2.5 right now. I'm hoping the SEC homers bet this Auburn up to 3, 3.5, so I can get a better number. It's a 3:30 game, so we have plenty of time at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I like Washington this one. I think Washington wins straight up. The total, I have no opinion, because if Auburn wins, it's going to be a low, ugly scoring game. If Washington wins, I would not be shocked that that total goes over, so I'm torn on that one. Mm-hmm. But I like Washington plus the points. I'm hoping the SEC people move this number even higher, because I like the Huskies.
Well, I'm one of those SEC people, because if you have watched that Auburn front seven, it is Alabama-like from the last 2 years. When Alabama was healthy last year, there was nothing you could do. And they weren't healthy going through the title game and such. They lost a couple linebackers. But that is this Auburn defense, and I'm not so sure that Jake Browning is going to figure it out. And so based on that, I actually took the under as well. Okay, last thing, Raphael, because we don't have a whole lot of time. We just got a couple minutes left here. NFL season is around the corner. I care nothing about the fourth preseason game. So if you were betting on those games, please spare us. I don't think you are. Tell us about week one. Your week one lines are already out, and is there any value in any of the future bets? For instance, the one that I see here, the Chargers, who I think have maybe the third or fourth best roster in the NFL, are +1,800 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't understand why the Chargers are getting so much love. Is Rivers staying in a separate apartment without his kids, and maybe he's getting a lot of more sleep and more rest? I'm just not sold on the Chargers. I think there's a lot of my Super Bowl. I'll tell you, my Super Bowl pick is Pittsburgh playing the Green Bay Packers, and I think the Steelers win the Super Bowl. That's who I like. For week one, I think there's some really good steals. The public, for some odd reason, thanks to HBO, loves the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they're one of the heaviest bet Super Bowl team to win the Super Bowl, over under 5.5. A lot of people like them over. So they're like the Cinderella team, I think, this year. I think that's just because of what HBO. But getting +6 at home against Pittsburgh, I think this seems it's a tad high. How healthy is Big Ben? They still have running back issues. Their offensive line, it has some injury issues as well. I see Pittsburgh winning at Cleveland, but 6 is a big number for week one. I think Pittsburgh wins by a field goal. I'm going to taste the Cleveland Browns Kool-Aid on week one and take the +6.
Love it. Love it. All right, Raphael, anything else we need to know aside from going to mybookie.ag and getting a 100% match on the original sign up there? Now, is there a limit on that?
No. I mean, you can put up $100 and we'll match that with the $100. And if you already have an account, we'd offer a 25% up reload bonus as well. So not that many books do that. Once they have your account and you put money in, they say thank you, and then they just want you to keep on putting money in. But we'll offer a 25% reload bonus. So if you already have accounts and you want to put some in for this weekend's football or week one NFL, put it in, and we'll actually put a 25% in reload bonus. But how can you pass up that 100% sign-up bonus if you don't have an account? I mean, put in $100, we'll match it with another $100, and now you have $200 to start college football week one.
Love it. Love it. All right, Raphael, thanks a lot, man. We will talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
Take it easy. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, my man. You too. That is Raphael from mybookie.ag. That is where we will be doing all of our gambling this year. And it is interesting, you guys, there are a lot of different books out there, and there are some lines better than others. Okay, you know, you look around, and he was even talking about them. You go to a few places, and the line's exactly the place you don't want them to be. The second year on my bookie has not been the case.
That's why the online betting to me is so enticing. I did it a little bit last year because every once in a while, if you're watching it diligently, things will pop up, and you'll just be like, oh, I have to jump on this, because they just set up these little bit of lines, and it just seems obvious that it's going to hit. And obviously, you know, things still bite you in the ass from time to time, but nonetheless, that live betting is really might be where the game's at right now. At the same time,
and you know what you can do? You
might
can
have to put down something on that.
Oh, you better.
UCF game, that's pretty good.
You know what you can do? This is super simple, Rock. What you do?
What if Heupel goes under center and, like, you know, snaps the ball at the 12-second mark on the clock and everything? Like, what happens then, TJ? Then everything goes to complete crap.
Then they're just going to score 400 because he's going to get a million snaps in.
Fair point.
All right, hey.
don't go down to 12.
Very important, Rock. Go make this bet, and I would put, I don't know, $3,000-$4,000 on it, double your money, and then I go to Hans Wyman.
Yeah. That's well, you I get do. A lot from Hans Wyman with yep. $3,000 or $4,000, and, yep. and all you got to do is call 909-844-909-HANS. But first, you want to call in there and get a set up a free hair and scalp analysis. It's simple to do. It's free, because that's why I say it's free. Hair and scalp analysis because it's free. Anyway, you walk in there, you go down there, and they'll show you exactly where you're losing your hair, and then you have options. You have options, especially after winning a little bit of coin from gambling from my bookie AG. You go in there, and they'll set this up for you, and they'll explain exactly what's going on. They'll show you different strategies and different avenues you could take at Hans Wyman. Give them a call. They're great people. They got that artist robot, the only one around a 750-mile radius. It's the real deal. It's innovative.
You ever driven 750 miles? It's brutal.
It's
brutal.
You got
one in your backyard.
You
want
to go to Michigan? There you go. Go to Michigan and get it done. Yep. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's why you call 844-909-HANS. They'll work with you. They'll help you with your finances. They do it all. Check them out.
There you go. 590 The Fan presents Buoyant Float Spa and Celsius Cryotherapy as our next Listener Rewards program. Right now, you can go to Listener Rewards Wellness Package Camp. For only $75, listeners will receive a one-hour float session at Buoyant Float Spa and one session at Celsius Cryotherapy. That is $145 value for only $75, Cam. $75.
Damn.
That would make a great gift. Or for guys like us, we invest in our own wellness, right?
Yeah.
That's why we don't drink. We don't smoke.
No.
And we do a lot of Celsius Cryotherapy
in the Buoyant
Float Spa. That's what we do. There's a limited supply, though, so hurry before you miss out. To take part in the offer, just go to 590thefan.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab.
Easy to do. Yep. We've done it before.
Yep.
It works.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Good. You got some good gambling knowledge. I've given away some of my picks here. I'm actually going to have those up on 590thefan.com at some point when I have some time. But I have five picks going into this weekend, and I will recap those at some point in the next segment here. And we're going to put them up, and you guys are going to make a lot of money because I'm going to tell you what to do in college football. That's what's going to happen.
And I'm going to listen.
And if you follow Eric Messersmith on Twitter, whatever he says in college football,
do the opposite.
Fade the hell out of it.
Do the opposite.
Two quick texts. Gino Odrick from Bebo Mill. The live read king is doing a great job as usual.
Who the hell's he talking about?
And then Grimes from Top County. I'll throw a few grand down on that bet and win, and then pick up some blowing hookers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and
then
you'll be broke in no time.
Sounds like a solid
you guys
Thursday
yeah,
night.
You're going to need Viagra, too. So
have you guys
you more
seen
money.
That? I know I've told you about this on the show, so I don't know if you actually saw the clip, where they had it on, like, just a local news story, and they're like, the lottery is $80 million. Let's see what this fan has to say. If you win this, what are you going to buy? He says, cocaine and hookers.
he's honest,
guys, how do people who win the lottery just lose all that money so fast?
Rock, it's easy as all hell.
I don't see how it happens.
Rock, here's the thing.
Rock, you buy
when you're putting it in low risk, high return things like cocaine and hookers.
Oh,
how
yeah,
are
you get
not
your money back with
this?
Coke.
Yeah, if your name's Slimback Jack,
the percentage of people
you're
that
great
win,
with you're pulling in a lot of profit off the cocaine and hookers if that's your name.
The percentage of people that lose all of their money after winning the lottery is astounding.
It is astounding. It's crazy
because I feel like if I won the lottery, I wouldn't have to work another day in my life.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Depending on what you
won. I would still do this, but I mean,
of course you would.
It's barely counts.
This isn't working. There are principles of money. And if you know how to do them, you probably won't be poor your whole life.
No,
probably.
You won't.
But stuff in your mattress?
But probably.
Right? Stuff in your mattress?
Yes, and make sure you get it inside the mattress, not underneath. People know to look under. They never look inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we got to go for a break. This is The Hard Line.